hello and welcome to URN's very own Cake Crawl of Nottingham, where we're going to find out who has the best brownie in town, as well as sampling a selection of other delights that bakeries in Nottingham have to offer. So I'm here with Ellie and Mel, and we're going to be trying out a bunch of different cakes. And I've got the Rocky Road, which is a kind of, you know, old favourite of everyone. You can't go wrong. It's got kind of nuts, marshmallow, biscuit as well, and then a nice bit of kind of sugar on the top as well. So here we go. First bite. Oh, it's quite solid, isn't it? I'm used to a kind of a softer one, to be honest. It's good. It's good shortbread on the top. It's like, no, I'm not going to bother with a fork. I'm just going to go straight in my mouth.
Guess no one else is having any.
You can start from the other end. Marshmallow is a bit like, it's not as kind of chewy as I'd want it. It's quite like
too solid.
Yeah. Also, we don't know if these are like, they might just batch order these because we're in the Portland coffee shop. We're starting off on campus and then moving into Nottingham. And I don't know if they batch buy these from local places or if they kind of source them themselves. But Ellie, do you want to go next?
Yeah, so I have got the brownie. Here we go. Yeah, I'm going to go straight, but I can't even cut it though. Right. That was a good brownie.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, I've had it before. Mm. And how much was yours?
It was £2.30.
Yeah, mine's the same.
Yeah. Kind of an okay price.
I think it's quite, like, it's not small, is it, either? Like, it's like, you do actually get quite a big chunk of it. So I think that's kind of, I'm not going to balk at paying £2.30, something like that, I don't think.
Yeah, and it's good because it's like, you can get here easily on campus. It's a nice.
Yeah. I think, you know, as well, compared to, you know, Starbucks prices, like, this is good. Sorry to disparage Starbucks, some places are available. But like, you know, if you're wandering around Portland looking for a place to get a nice bite to eat and coffee, they do the 200 degrees coffee here as well. So I would say, yeah, definitely a good pit stop. What's the texture like?
It's kind of gooey and like soft, but not too sickly. It's a good balance.
Quite a hard top, and then gooey in the middle. That's how you want it.
Perfect then. Mel, what about you and your cake?
I've gone for the classic Victoria sponge. So I'm just going to go straight in because it looks amazing. It's a bit big. That's really good. Pretty soft sponge.
Moist. Yeah.
You're waiting for that. That is a key thing with the Victoria. I'm just going to go for another bit.
As Mary Berry would say.
Yeah.
And how much was yours?
£2.70.
That's a big slice of cake.
It's a decent size of cake as well.
It's a good block,
isn't it? Well. Bit of icing sugar on the top. Got a nice bit of, what is it, cream cheese?
Butter icing.
Very nice. Would rate.
So our rating system for today is going to be out of 5 Mary Berries. So I'm going to award this 3 Mary Berries. I thought, like, for the price, it's not bad. It's a rocky road. Yeah, it's enjoyable. I like it. But I've had better.
Yeah. I don't know. This is difficult because it's a good brownie, but it's not, like you say, it's not the best.
Yeah.
One I've had. I'd maybe say 4 Mary Berries.
4 Mary Berries.
For the brownie.
And I'd give the Victoria sponge a solid 4 Mary Berries as well.
Nice, decent.
Yeah, good average there for the Portland coffee shop. We're going to now finish these because, yeah, we paid for them. And we'll be back with our next bakery review in a moment. So we've all sampled a little bit of everyone else's cakes, as well as managing to finish our own. It's quite a struggle.
Quite a task.
Yeah, I'm actually quite worried about today, whether or not I'll make it out of this cake crawl. But I really rated the Victoria Spartan Cup. That was very nice.
Yeah.
I always like the brownie. I've had it, I think, twice before. I was really a big fan of just how soft the Victoria sponge was, and like the jam stuff was really nice as well.
I liked the fillings on the sponge, but I thought the actual sponge itself was quite crumbly. Like, I tried to pick it up and it just fell to pieces.
And that's the thing, also the two blocks of it kind of were falling off, which I guess, like, if you were standing up for display, it wouldn't look as nice, but when it is just in a nice little coffee shop, it's not that bad.
I thought the Rocky Road was a bit, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be from your description. But it was
3 Mary Berries out of 5
isn't
terrible.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I just found it quite an effort to get through in the end. It's one of those things where a bite of it is nice, but actually a little whole, a mile of Rocky Road.
Yeah,
it's
nice. That's what I felt with the brownie as well. Yeah. It was a little bit sickly. I mean, I'm not a brownie fan in general.
No, me neither.
But, I don't like it when it's too rich. And that was just a tad too rich for me.
We were talking about the kind of ambience, kind of atmosphere and the layout of the place. And it is, it was a big expanse first. You've got these really nice big windows that look out onto campus, as well as an outside seating area. And then all the stuff inside is quite kind of quirky assortment of colours and different furniture and stuff. You've got some really nice sofas by another big window over there.
They've pulled it off really nicely, haven't they?
Saying though that maybe during peak Portland hours it can probably get quite crowded because there's not as much seating as you'd expect.
I was in the queue for 25 minutes the other day. I think it was about 3 weeks ago, so it can get quite busy at peak times. You just need to work out the best time to come. Maybe for afternoon tea.
I've come here 5 p.m., 6 p.m. and it's always been completely quiet. Kind of a nice pre-evening kind of coffee. You can probably do it here. And they are open until, I think, 8 p.m. each weekday and maybe 7 p.m. on a Saturday. So, you can come here for a nice kind of late tea or something like that. It's all 200 degrees coffee as well, which people really rave about in town.
On to the next.
Yeah, overall though, what are we going to rate Portland Coffee Shop? Out Mary Berries.
4, I would say.
4 Mary Berries.
Because it just is
price,
a really nice
for venue, for the food as well. It was all good.
Absolutely.
4 Mary Berries. Well done, Portland Coffee Shop.
Lovely.
So we're on to our second cake crawl station now. We're at the Ugly Bread Bakery, which you can find just off Pelham Street in Hockley. And it's a really lovely setting, actually, isn't it? The whole design of the place is very nice. It's kind of...
We've already started decorating for Halloween as well.
Yeah. It's quite understated. It's not too flash, but it is still just a very nice design and layout. And they've got the bottom cafe bit where there's a really old...
And as we're speaking, I'm getting my ricotta pizza.
Yeah, so they do a lot of pizzas and stuff here as well, we're definitely digging into those. But we're also going to be trying out the brownies and stuff like that, seeing what they're like. You walk in and it's a lot of Italian-based stuff, so they've got a lot of kind of Italian food products. And they have a good student meal deal as well, £6 for pizza, drink and a side, as a 9-inch pizza, which... It's not bad, but it is a little bit pricey in terms of drink as well. And how much of the brownie? It was
$2.85,
I think, compared to $2.30 that we had at the Portland Coffee Shop. But it's a little bit bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a little bit more going on with the brownie.
Yeah, you've got some sauce on there, some kind of I think those are chocolate kind of bits at the top.
Drops.
Yeah, white chocolate bits at the top. It looks nice. It also, you can tell that this one was actually baked in a tray and cut up rather than the brownies that they have in Portland kind of look they might have arrived in plastic kind of thing. I'm going to go for the first bite if that's okay.
Second brownie of the day.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, it's nice and soft. Oh, wow. That's very nice.
Is it good?
Oh. Yeah, it's really, like, I carve through that very easily. Mm. And it really does kind of melt in your mouth. Possibly, I could say, actually, no. Yeah, you're right. It's got, like, a cherry sauce on top.
Yeah.
And I was going to say it could be cooked a little bit longer, but that was just the sauce talking there.
Yeah.
But it's got, I think it'll probably be a bit more kind of crunchy in the side
bits.
Yeah,
try the side bits.
Yeah. That's really good. That's really good. I'm just going to start thinking now.
Are you fully going for it?
Yeah, try a bit.
Nice texture. Mm. Am I going to try my pizza?
Oh yeah, go for the pizza first.
Right, so I've got a spinach and ricotta pizza. I'm just going to go straight in, 9 inch. And here we go. Oh, a little bit of cheese dribbling off it.
Yeah, found a 9-inch pizza there. She went straight in, had a real big bite of that one. It's got a little bit of mozzarella cream on top, hasn't
it? Yeah, that is.
It's going to take a moment to compose
myself. I'm just going to compose myself with that. Right. I don't know, the first vibe, a little bit sticky on the base.
Sorry, Mal, you were saying. Sticky on the base. But it's quite thin bread, isn't it? It's not like deep pan or anything. It's very much in the Italian style, as you'd expect.
Yeah, nice consistency.
It's got some kind of foliage on them.
There it is. Wow, this analogy is going very, very well. But no, a good. I think I need to take another bite. That's good. That's the right amount of ratio ricotta to spinach.
Nice.
I'd say.
And just kind of as it works, is it like cheese and tomato? Is it good?
That seems to be quite good. Yeah, maybe Ellie should have a little try. Why don't you do the nice one?
Yeah,
you
sure?
Yeah. So Harry and Ellie giving the spinach and ricotta a try. Mm.
It's very nice, actually. It is, like you say, very like Italian style.
Yeah.
Like classic.
Oh, bit of spillage.
Yeah, on my new coat as
well. Oh, lovely.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll come back after we've demolished the rest of the
Yeah. No, I think so far though, yes, you are paying more.
Yeah.
But you are paying more for quality.
Yeah.
Like that would be my take on this, is that if you do want to treat yourself to something nice, take someone to Ugly Red Bakery.
Yeah.
It's a really unique setting. They've got these funky little wooden spoons with the numbers on that you hold up for your order. And we haven't tried it out yet, but upstairs they've got a whole lounge area dedicated to like board games and sofas and stuff. So we might try that out in a bit. Maybe see who wins in a game of Connect 4 or something. But I mean, it is a very nice atmosphere. You just are paying more for the whole experience, I'd say. But yeah. So we finished tucking into the brownies, the pizzas, the sandwiches, and we're ready to give our Maryberry scores out of 5. And I'm going to give the brownie a 4 because I just thought it was absolutely delicious. Like, really, really good brownie.
Yeah, it was. It had nice cherry.
Yeah, cherry sauce, and then the pizza?
Pizza, I'd give that 2.5, actually.
Really?
It's quite low. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's my Italian side just being really scrutinising the pizza, but...
Do you think the price
base
was too
really
much?
Wet, I think.
Thank you again, Mel, for that contribution. And then the sandwich, what do we think?
It was very nice. It was like, had lots of pesto in it, lots of different... lettuces and salads.
Lettuces. Yeah.
How many Maryberries?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah. How expensive was it in the end as well?
£6.
£6. So, but there, you got a lot for like it.
Yeah, it was big, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're just in the upstairs bit of it, the top floor, where there's this very nice kind of seating area, and you also have some board games you can play. So we had a little go at Monopoly while we were here. But sadly, we don't have 5 hours or friends to lose either. So we're going to move swiftly on to our next stop in the bakery bar crawl. We're here at Donuts in Nottingham, where we're going to be trying out one of their donuts. It's the vegan soil one. And it was £2 for quite a big donut. And basically, you have to go downstairs, and there's only a couple of benches. So I think in terms of, like, seating, probably the other places we've been to are better. But
this is more of a takeaway-oriented place, though.
Ellie's cutting into the donut now, so we'll see what she makes of it.
Can you cut a donut into thirds? That's the question.
Yeah, it started in February 2015 by just a couple who wanted to pay for a holiday, and then within about 6 months they had their own micro bakery going. And now they've expanded. Now they've expanded into two shops. There's one in Derby as well. But Ellie's just managed to break a knife. So it's got good constitution, the donut. Oh, and they're quite thick as well. You know, they're not like your Krispy Kremes. Honestly, Ellie, I'll just go with fingers. What are we thinking?
It's very good.
So £2 for just a standard donut, and then £3 for a premium one.
Good donut.
And they've got all their Halloween decorations up as well, so that's nice. Yeah.
I'm going to go in for a bit.
Would recommend.
I might buy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Soft. And it's like kind of squidgy as well, which is nice.
Although it's not a brownie, it's kind of running with that whole chocolate theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it is really good. I feel like they're so massive, though, that you couldn't have too many of, like, we're sharing one.
The price-wise, yeah, Krispy Kreme is like £1.20. And I feel like you're getting quite a lot more from £2 here.
No, it's really good value for money.
If I hadn't had the brownie beforehand, I could have had that one.
Yeah.
And you can get three standard donuts for £5, or two premium donuts for £5, which is, again, pretty good.
Yeah.
Good location as well, in the middle of the Market Square.
Right by Market Square. Yeah, there's a queue extending all the way out, so, you know, it's very
popular.
Definitely
a popular location.
Yeah, what were you thinking in terms of Mary Berry score?
I'm going to say 4 again.
I'm going to go for 4 as well.
I'll go for 3.5, but three, I can see why you went.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, on to the next place we go.
Yeah.
So we are now at Think, a little very cute cafe off one of the streets in Hockley.
Cobden Chambers.
Cobden Chambers, yeah. So Maddie has joined us. We've brought in extra recruits because we've kind of had too many cakes, and now we're kind of struggling to maintain our enthusiasm. No, we're not.
To join the team.
Exactly. So Maddie, when you're ready.
I'm going to go into the kill on the wheat-free brownie with coffee cream.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Getting a good solid nod of the head.
That was a nice clean kind of cut as well.
Really, really nice.
What do you mean, the consistency?
How's the cake for you?
It's so squidgy. I love it.
Critiquing it.
Squidgy is a very technical term.
It's squidgy.
Yeah.
It's very
so
squidgy.
Nice.
I can taste the chocolate.
I like the coffee as well on top.
Yeah. Nice touch.
Right, nice. Someone else needs to go for it as well.
I'm going
to
try the Victoria sponge, because we had the one at Portland as well, so we'll see how it measures up. Already it does look a little bit kind of, I don't want to say better made, but like a bit more kind of
more
artisan,
authentic,
I think.
Yeah.
And also, although the one that we had at Portland was kind of bigger in terms of size, this is still kind of quite, I don't want to say tall, but you know, like, there's a lot to it. Have another.
Ooh. Second bite already.
Yeah. Oh, Maddie's going for the brownie again.
So I think this one is probably more what you were after, Ellie, because it's a little bit more solid and less crumbly than the Portland one. Some people might prefer the moistness of the first Portland coffee cake, but I think this one is kind of just enough substance to it, really. But really nice filling as well, and nice little topping on there.
Yeah.
So definitely, so far, very good on all of them.
What's the third one?
Yeah. Do you want to take a crack at the third?
I'll
one?
I'll take the crack at the third. What's it called?
It's got tahini and sesame in it, with, as well as chocolate. So I'm thinking it might have kind of hummus vibes.
Really?
Well, tahini and sesame.
I'm quite nervous.
It's kind of like hummusy ingredients.
Sesame on the top of it as well.
Mm. Love the texture. It's like a soft sponge got going on here.
Is that the one that's vegan?
I think it's vegan. Yeah. I think they're all. Well, this one was gluten, wasn't it?
Gluten. That's yeah, because it's wheat free.
Yeah.
I see. One was wheat free. That one's vegan. I can't remember if you said anything about the last one. But kind of taste wise.
Yeah. No. Lovely.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
So, are you guys coming to talk to me on Wednesday? Yeah.
I think that's
the
plan.
Time to come today because we sell all our cakes by the end of the day on Saturday. But I'm hoping you're enjoying what we've got left.
So nice, right? Big kind of brownies.
Right. So everybody spoke to you about them, what they are, and
Should we come and speak to them in a minute?
Yeah, I think we'll just do a quick interview after this, if that's all right.
Well, not just because we're currently recording the...
Yeah, we're just in a taste test.
Okay,
stage.
Sure. So
we'll just come and find you in a minute, I think. Thank you very much.
So yeah, no, what was I talking about? The taste.
Yeah.
It's a nice in between. It's kind of savoury but sweet. Because what did you say was in it? Tahini.
Tahini and sesame.
Yeah, I can taste a little.
And chocolate.
There are some hints of tahini.
I pretty much taste it because it just sounds like a bizarre combination.
It is quite bizarre, but it works.
Nice. So, what would you give these cakes out of 5 Mary Berries?
Out of 5 Mary Berries.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't tried the brownie one myself.
The brownie is so good. That would be a definite, like, 9.5 on my Mary Berry scale.
Out of 5?
Yeah. Out of 5.
That's an intense brownie. Mm. Yeah. The flavour hits you pretty full on.
With the coffee as well. That complements it so well. Impressed.
So
I would give the Victoria Sponge 4 Mary Berries, maybe 4.5. That's very nice. I think the what was the name of this one?
Sesame and tahini.
Like it's quite almost like oaty, you know, like in the sponge, but that's quite nice. And makes a nice kind of change to the really sweet stuff that we have normally. So I give that 4, I think.
And the brownie?
It's a hit for me.
I might say 4.5 because it is just such a... It's obviously quite a personal taste because some people prefer like really heavy brownies and some people don't, but it is like you get what you're paying for, I guess.
So it goes well with the latte.
Has Harry been converted to cake then? Because at the beginning you didn't like cake, now you're
well,
coming in for a...
The thing is though, Victoria Sponge is very like casual. Yeah. Like any,
casual
everyone
cake.
Who likes...
What kind of cake don't you like then?
Like something like this, which is a bit more exotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be nervous about trying. I'm not a fan of stuff like lemon drizzle. I don't massively go in for carrot cake.
See,
my mum makes a really good carrot cake and that everyone loves it.
Bring it up.
This has been Ellie, Harry, Mel and Maddie and also Tirza for the Culture Show. And it's been a good day.
Yeah.